The Sunny Side. Welcome. 99.3 Nigeria Info. 45 minutes past 12. How are you? A brilliant week start? A head start to your week. Mondays. We're radioactive on Monday. And Mondays. How are you? Hope you had a good weekend. And it's interesting to talk about good in a world where there's a lot of bad, ugly, there's a lot of pain. Let me remind you that in that world, there's still good, there's miracles, there's beauty, yeah, there's truth. And I wish you've had a slice of that over the weekend. Welcome to another work week. Beautiful Monday afternoon to you. From Nigeria Info to you. My name's Joyce, your host on the Sunny Side. The sun rises here. My name's Joyce. All right, so our first hour, we're going to be considering increase in tuition cost. And then our subsequent hour, we're going to be looking at the shadow identity of unknown gunmen. So you follow the news in between the southeast, the east, the west, the north, northeast. This identity, this word of persons in a mask, terrorizing communities, frustrating security efforts in a country, in a sovereign country. And you wonder, who are these people? And for so long, I've wondered who they are. I've wondered the difficulty that must be set security agents in order to, in their bid to try to capture, make their faces known, reveal, put out names, location, just anything to make even better what might be efforts on their part to ensure security for all. But what has not happened would be the gratification that I've been looking for. A naming, a revealing, the unmasking of these unknown gunmen. So there is something that might appear to be something that we can trace. And I've pretty much pieced it together for today's conversation. And I have titled it The Shadow Identity of Unknown Gunmen. So there's a recent unraveling of some dark acts by these men who kill and destroy. And that would be our subsequent hour. First hour, let's look at increase in tuition cost. On the sunny side, and you know the heart of that particular matter lies somewhere between the federal government, ASU, and what might be investment. Well, which of course should come from the government. You know, funding for the Nigerian education system. In the past, we've had this conversation around quality of education, and some people thought, well, there is justification for the increase in cost, if there ever is increase in cost of education in Nigeria. And that way, we believe that increasing costs would inform better quality, and that way we would have more Nigerian youths emerge from universities better refined and more qualified for the labor market. Those who hold that particular point of view insist that if you can't afford education, given the high cost, well, education should not be for all, particularly those who can't afford it. They suppose that, well, there are other skills, vocational skills, skills required in society. It's not as though these people who pursue vocational skills are not going to be educated, but to the degree to which they can afford to be educated. And after that, the society requires a collage, a mix of human effort, skills, and emerging together of what might be the highest optimization of human effort in society. And so, in the absence of having quality education for all, maybe what should happen is quality education to those who can afford it. Well, development has it right now that some universities have increased the cost of education in their own states. Some students have frowned at it. Actually, I would assume that many students, if not all of them, have frowned at the high cost, given the fact that, you know, the economy is what it is and parents are barely rubbing two pennies together. And while trying to hold life together, here you have more expenses coming into your already high expense, just the cost of staying alive. And so today, We'll talk about some universities that have, you know, increased cost, others who might at some point be forced to increase tuition cost because of what might be government's inability to properly fund education. I'm going to get your reaction to it. Whether you have a son, a daughter, children, whether you intend to have kids, and here you have one on the verge of entering university or tertiary education, I want to find out what you think about this high cost. Do you suppose that it's necessary because of what might be eventual quality that your children or child would get as a result of you paying higher for it? Or do you think the government should wake up and do what only the government can do in order to provide education for all? My name's Joyce. Welcome to a Monday on Nigeria Info. We're radioactive. Don't go anywhere.
Activate. We are radioactive on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce.
And if you didn't go anywhere, the telephone lines now are open. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Nigeria Info. Some federal universities are currently considering raising tuition fees for students amidst cries for increased funding of institutions in Nigeria. Now, the institutions in Nigeria have repeatedly said that they are underfunded. In fact, at the core of the situation between ASUU and the federal government would be funding. It's a monetary issue. Okay, three federal universities, University of Nigeria and Nsukka, Federal University of Technology, Owerri, and Federal University of Health and Science, Bauchi, have already announced up to 100% hike in fees following the suspension of recent strike by the Academic Staff Union of Universities. More federal universities, including Federal University, Ekiti, University of Maiduguri, and Michael Okpara University of Agriculture, Umudike, were also set to increase tuition. Now, with this particular situation, I think it's anybody's guess that if this becomes quite a trend, then more universities will be forced. Not because they want to, I would assume, but because they feel at this point someone needs to fund education. Whose responsibility do you think it is? On the Sony side, let's talk. Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Hello?
I can hear you. Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello?
Okay. If you can't hear me, I'm going to ask that you please hang up and call back. I apologize. The Sony side, good afternoon to you.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
It's coming to get you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, hello, I'm hearing you.
Go ahead.
I think that the government is supposed to fund university. But whereby they are doing otherwise, all this increment in university tuition fee is still going down to the parents. They are still bearing the brunt of paying the school fees, buying handouts, buying headbook, doing everything. While our government is busy funding the University of Niger, building a railway refinery, and a railway, and everything, and allowing Nigerian students to suffer, and it's still going down to Nigeria is suffering. If you say they try with their business, small scale business, no lie, you will pay for NIM, you pay for VOA, you pay for VIO, and you will pay. Nigeria government is a small scale business killer. They will kill your business.
All right.
They want to keep arrest.
Okay, so I'm going to go off on a break. I'm going to assume I've gotten the gist of your contribution. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. No time. If funding is the only recourse, then from where will help come? More like, where will that solution come from? Government or the pockets of Nigerians who are already dealing with the high cost of living? And of course, we also must take into consideration what has been projected locally and internationally, that it might not necessarily get better, at least not for now. Let's find out. On Nigeria Info, let's talk. It's good to have you here.
Hello, good afternoon.
Thank you very much for being here. Good afternoon to you.
My name is Jonathan. Is that Nigeria Info?
It is. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Concerning the topic we are discussing this afternoon, we talk as if we are in a sane environment. Under a sane environment, education is supposed to be sponsored by both government, parents, and the third party. By the third party, I mean those maybe all these this is a group that they are doing scholarship, that they are giving scholarship and all those things. So government alone, let's be realistic, government alone cannot sponsor quality education. Government alone cannot sponsor it. As let's take away all our eyes from the corruption that the federal government is engaging in and talk reality. In a normal environment, government alone cannot sponsor it. Even in advanced country, for every scholarship that any of Nigerian students gain to the advanced country, there is another third party behind it that is responsible for the school fees. So I want everybody to realize that it's not the responsibility of government alone.
Thank you.
To pay the school fees.
I do appreciate your commentary. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The update is next on 99.3 Niger Info. And yes, we're now evaluating both affordability and accessibility of education in Nigeria to Nigerian youth. So on one hand, you would say education is accessible. On the other hand, you might want to make a case for the cost, giving what might be purchasing power for the average Nigerian. Welcome to Radioactive Monday on 99.3 Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce and our conversation continues. 0700-993-993-993-01465-719. The latter number is for the ladies specifically. We'll appreciate if you allow for leeway for ladies to have absolutely no hindrance in their attempt to call in. So if you are a parent and you have been managing life thus far, and maybe you heard your child come home say, "Oh, dad, mom, here we have to pay a little more." How are you managing? If you're a student, I want to know what you think about this recent development. You think is beneficial in the long run? I have a message here. National Open University of Nigeria have also increased their fees by 65% to 75%. The message has no name, but thank you very much for your contribution to the telephone lines. Now we go. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Godwin.
Welcome, Godwin.
Thank you very much. I want to talk about education.
Please.
My son got admission 2001. That's 2021, right? Till today, has not been admitted in school. Neither have they accepted the acceptance fee. Now they are talking about raising the bar in terms of fee, right?
Well, some universities have already implemented it, and chances are others would follow suit at some point.
Good. Yes. I am ready to pay for him. But this guy has not been accepted. No communication, nothing.
What university is that? And what reasons have
that
been given?
That is the University of, Federal University of Technology, Ondo State, Futa.
Okay. What reason was given?
No reason. No reason whatsoever. I tried calling the even the registrar, I try calling the registrar. The number is switched off all the time. I try calling a public number. Switch off.
Oh, hold on a second. Let's see. Yes. Did he write JAM or is a UME test required? Because you say 2011, chances are his JAM is already expired, so he's supposed to write another one.
Now, what happened was that, you know, he was caught in the web of this their strike, right?
2011? Since 2011?
We are talking... No. I'm talking about 2021. I'm sorry, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about that, yes. So, I tried contacting them, you know, through all means that I could. The portal is not open, so I have to pay a certain fee and all that.
Oh.
Never. Yes.
Okay, so I think there is something ongoing. Remember that the students who were supposed to graduate, so usually it's a flow, right? Before the new students come in, the old ones have to go to a higher class. They have to advance. Exactly. So the strike kind of put a stimide, kind of created an obstacle of a sort, so that people couldn't come in and those who were in couldn't even flow through the system. I think that might be your situation. But then...
Exactly.
Okay, I think you need to go to the school to find out what the issue is or are.
I'm here in Lagos. And I spend money. The 2 times that he traveled here, I spend money. I am not of the high class. You know, you understand what I mean?
Okay, I do.
Yes. Now, if there is a situation that, okay, we have a problem here, please let the registrar or whatever, administration, student affairs department and all that, they have their number out there, but none of the numbers are working. What type of situation is this?
So your pain is a lack of information to help you make any further...
Lack of information, frustration.
Yeah. Okay.
Even me, I don't have the money, but I vow that my son has to go to school.
Okay.
He must have to go to school.
Yeah.
Yes, he must have to go to school. Because, you see, the problem we have in Nigeria is that because they believe that to don't go to school. But I have not been to school, yeah. But I've been able to communicate with you based on the little education my father gave me.
Yeah, I understand.
I tell you something. Nigeria. If I was still be a young man, I don't want to train my son within the level of, you know, my thinking level of what I've been exposed to. If I were to be within the 30s, my dear sister, I wouldn't be talking to you. I know what I've done.
We're grateful for old age, so I guess
yeah,
not a bad thing.
Yeah, old age is a cost, you know.
No, it's not. Ooh, I just said we're grateful for it.
To be honest with you, let me tell you something. There's an adage that said that...
oh, wow.
Yeah. Old age is like an island surrounded by death.
No, that's inaccurate. I don't think I agree with that, but I think I understand your frustration.
I am totally frustrated.
I can understand.
Federal University of Technology, Abeokuta, FUTA. That's what they call themselves.
Okay. So we'll find out whether there are other people who might have had similar experiences to share their experience, and maybe it might put you at ease somewhat.
They don't want my son to go to school? Well, they'll get to see me.
It's not a personal thing. It's not a personal thing. Remember, ASUU has been on strike for the longest time. So it's just a lack of clarity. Let's ask the public whether anybody has had a similar experience.
I appreciate it. Put it up there, George.
Thank you very much for calling. I thoroughly do appreciate your time. You're on the Sunny Side, Nigeria Info and Education. And it's interesting to observe that there are other, you know, webs inside of the obvious problem. Well, we'll hear more today on Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Joy.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling. You tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Toyosi, calling from Ikoroto.
Fantastic.
I want to talk more about the education. I want to thank you very much for giving us youth opportunity to really talk about this topic. So I feel that it's so appalling, like the education fee, because me, I've been at home now for 2 years. So now this year I want to write JAMB. And for more that, I was not opportune to write JAMB last year. But the pressure is just there because everybody now, even youth now, they are trying to have their own finance salary, having like what to make them eat. Like, are you hearing me?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
So what would like make them eat? Like, because like I have some conversation with my friends, and most of them this year they're saying that afternoon, but they can't apply for JAMB, that they are not ready to go to school now. And I asked them why. They said that they need to work, that they need money. You know that their parent is not there to support them, but the money is just too much because of the rent, school fees, electricity bills, food, clothing, everything. And some families, there are like 5 children in the family. One might be the firstborn, while the others will strive to look for a way to go to school. So I feel that like youth now, everybody is going to skills, because before you even go to school, you have to have a skills. Something that will support you. And most people, they are not actually depending on their parents again. And the pressure is very, very high and too much. The school I applied for is switching from Polytechnic to State University. And I want to apply for that school. And their school fees is more higher. It's like 3 times higher than the fee, than the Polytechnic fee. So I had a conversation with my mom, and she was like saying that we have no choice, that we have to do it, but the pressure is there. You know that there will be a stage in your life whereby to even ask phoning from your parents to be very, very hard.
So have you learned a skill? I'm listening to you. So do you have a skill, something you think you can use to support yourself?
Yes, I'm actually learning skills from my mom because my mom has a skill. So I'm learning skills from her. But even it's not that going to school is not the problem, but the pressure and the money, because textbooks is there and natural to pressure. Everybody's just there with their own pressure. And some people, they are living a good life. Why some, they have to like work three times harder to meet up with some.
But I think that's life in general. But I love your ambition for education. I like the fact that you want to go to school. And so maybe with that...
Joyce, no, mm-hmm. I'm sorry for that.
What?
Last year, I was having a conversation with my mom last night. I told her that I don't want to go to school.
Oh.
She was like very, very... Yes, I was also discouraged. So I was very, very surprised that why did I don't want... I said, no, I don't want to go to school again. I want to just learn a skill. I want to start my business. She was like saying that you don't want to go to school. Like, what actually gets into your head? So that time I was very, very pressured because I was thinking that if you go to school, you have to work hard to pay this, to pay that.
And you don't think you can afford that? So it's your fear that, well, you don't want to start and then not be able to finish.
Yes. Even my mommy cannot support me. We're actually okay. Not that okay, but we're okay, like second class. But I just have this feeling that all the sense of going to school, you go to school, you come back home, you start looking for a job. So the pressure is just so there. And my son told me that, no, I should not do something like that, but I should go to school.
That's
I
a good
have
one.
Courage, so.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
I changed my mind. So
okay.
This year I'm going to write jams. I don't know what is coming forward. So what I'm going to face in school, but I just pray that I get an admission.
Fair.
And university schools, they're having their own like amount of people that are going to enter school. Like,
don't bother about that. Don't bother about the things that are not within your power to fix. Don't bother.
Yeah.
Just bother about writing jam.
They're actually trying. They're actually working harder.
Okay.
They're actually working harder to study.
You should be in school. What do you intend to study?
Mass comm.
Oh, good God. Well, yeah, get into school. You have something inside there. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling.
Much.
I do appreciate it.
Love you, guys.
Love you too. Bye-bye. 99.3 Nigeria Info. So let's find out. If you could avoid strike, are you willing to pay more? So it's evident now that students are frowning. I remember I saw a video clip of students in Enugu, you know, leading a protest. I'm not sure that that would be all students, but just enough students to say, well, this is worth talking about. Now, if you as a parent or say as a student want catering for self, would you be willing to pay more in order to avoid strike? Given the fact that if you're able to avoid strike, then in more precise time, you are able to start education and finish, as against what might be what has been experienced in Nigeria the how many years now, where you have you're going in for a 4-year course and you end up spending 8 years. With this development of what might be referred to as global economic uncertainties, and what might also be not necessarily helpful, the projection saying, well, it's not going to be all that good, at least not immediately. What are you willing to tolerate by way of education in Nigeria? But this is also to inform you that some universities have already upped the fees. Some are saying 65, some saying 75, others saying as much as or as high as 100% increment on Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Nigeria Info. It's good to have you here. I can hear you.
Yeah, this is... Okay, my name is Adebayo Francis.
Thank you for calling.
I've been listening with keen interest while we are discussing.
Mm.
But personally, I think we have it all wrong. Education is not cheap. We all know that. And my own take is that if the universities need to up the fees to stay afloat, let them go ahead and do it. Rather, what we should be doing is to de-emphasize the importance of having a university education. In other countries, they focus more on your skills. What do you have to offer? So if, for example, I studied banking and finance in school, I was in the banking industry for a bit, but then I changed my course. I changed my calling. I started, I had interest in computing. I started teaching myself how to work around the computer systems, did a few courses here and there, and I own my own business now as a software engineer, and I'm making money more than I would have made if I'm working as an employee somewhere. So we need to start letting people know that you don't need to go through the university system. Develop other skills that you can sell So that way, the people that need to be in school, maybe the medical doctors, the lawyers, people that need to go through that system to help, so that they can achieve, they'll be able to deliver. Those are the ones that should face the university system.
Okay.
Right now, you have loads of graduates out there. There's no job. So why waste the money in the first place? You go and spend all that money that you can use to set up yourself and start a business in the university, and you now come out begging for jobs. So
okay.
I believe that universities should raise the fees so that they will be able to accommodate and give quality education. The rest of us, we really don't need, because I counted the 4 years plus X, which is the number of strike years that I spent in school, as a waste. Because all the skills I developed by myself, within a year or two, I was, you know, and I keep building on it every day.
Yeah.
So, and I have clients here and there that call me to come and, you know, okay, we need this engineer, software engineering job, this blah, 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 blah. I have a lot of remote clients that I service.
All right. So I'd like to ask you a question. I think it might just be, say, a vague reference point. Vague in the sense that maybe there are other details to the police system that we don't understand. So I'm just referencing it because of what might be public's viewpoint as far as the police system is concerned. So we've heard the public say, well, maybe we need to hire more educated people, better educated Nigerians within the police force. So given this contribution you have made, a good example or proof of not emphasizing tertiary education would, for example, be what you have within the police system. Do you understand the question?
Yes, so now,
when you compare that there is proof for a lack of tertiary education within society, like there's an institution that has maybe been marred by way of public opinion, with public thinking, if we had better educated police officers, then the institution wouldn't be what it is today. What do you say?
Okay, I agree with that assertion, but, you know, education is actually relative. So if you have a police officer that graduates from probably maybe a secondary school, and they now go to the police training school, a functional police training school, where they work on their psychologies, and they tell them, you know, these are the ABCs before you draw your weapon, this is how to relate with human beings. Education is relative. It's just like going to a finishing school. So the fact that you are a graduate of, government or economics or whatever it is, does not make you a better police officer. You still have to go through that police training system. So the education for the police should be focused. The training school for the police is where we should put the searchlight on. What are the quality of graduates that are coming out from that place? So if the police you see on the road are not up to par in terms of their attitude and everything, it's a result of the kind of education they received at the police training school. Because you still have to go through that system before you are released onto the street. So that training school is set. There needs to be a searchlight on that institution, and they need to do it in such a way that it achieves the objective for which it was set up in the first place.
Thank you.
I still believe 100% that we need to start de-emphasizing the importance of tertiary education.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your contribution. I do appreciate it. Lagos, Nigeria. Well, you've heard this caller. Some of you would agree with him solidly. Others might have a different opinion on Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome. It's good to have you here. You tell us your name. You go ahead.
I'm Dapo from Igondo.
Thank you.
Yes. One thing I want to say is education is very important in many societies. And if you want the interior of the nation to move forward, we need education. So either expensive or cheap. But one thing I think is we should do is this. I believe we should rearrange the system. Like from DSS 3, let everybody have that basic education. Then that SS 1 to SS 3, I think government should work on that curriculum. Let everybody go into practical. Everything they will do from SS 1 upward, let it be practical. So from there, you are equipped before you gain admission into tertiary institution. So from whatever you are being taught there, you'll be able to work it. And in the university system or polytechnic system, I think they should teach them how to handle things, do the practical things, and they should be paid for it, even right from the university. So it will be easier for those who could not afford it, who do not have money, or who do not have better sponsors, so that it will be encouraging. Everybody will be willing to go to school.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate. I think you pretty much are saying the concept that informed Introtech. I remember I did Introtech. It was a lot of Yeah, they were quite handy in that department. I think you're saying, well, let's spread that concept. The logic behind Intratech needs to be infused into academia just so that students can learn more vocational skills while going through formal education. Thank you very much for that contribution. I do appreciate Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John.
Thank you for calling. Now tell us your name and you can go ahead.
Yeah, this is Moses calling from Lekki.
Great.
I really agree with the previous caller before the last one.
The one who says we should de-emphasize tertiary education. Okay.
Yes, because the truth is that, Joyce, can you help us in one way? Define what is education. People think it's only when you go to university.
Well, you don't blame them. Once upon a time, they were told... No, but then they were also told that that education is the key out of poverty.
And the so-called abroad... Chinese. They don't believe in that university education.
What did you say?
The doctors, they don't believe in that. Once you have your basic education, you can't do anything.
Which abroad are you referring to?
As in abroad, like
where?
America.
They don't believe in tertiary education.
They don't believe in university. They don't go to university. They don't, once they finish their school, they go to... Is it college? College is like maybe a place that they can learn practical. People that they are very creative. They are not just university are for maybe let's say doctors, lawyers. There are some practical things that you can go to. There are some other things you can go to university, but people doing practical.
Okay, so I get it. I get your import. Just de-emphasize education. People should tilt more towards vocational skills. Thank you for calling. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. You're on the sunny side. When I come back, I'll read a few more messages from our listeners who have left us their opinions. My name is Joyce. Good afternoon to you and welcome to Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side. It's 30 minutes past 1 p.m. Beautiful Monday afternoon to you listening. Yes, we're following through on what might be development in some universities. Some people have pretty much left me comments I'd like to read. But just before that, we're discussing the cost of education now. Many people have said, look, there is absolutely no qualms whatsoever with raising the cost of tertiary education. Meaning that another kind of education has to come to the fore to allow for Nigerian youths to have access to a form of education, particularly that which they can afford. Well, there is much to that because there is where they fit, how employable they become, and what markets are available to them. All right, I have a message here. He says, good afternoon, Madam Joyce. My name's John, a student of National Open University, Nigeria. Due to financial challenges, I struggle and stretch my hand to further my education with National Open University with little money I'm making. They're increasing school fees and they discourage us to quit from the school. What is the government's plan? Because I'm real frustrated. I live in Lagos and I pay house rent. I do everything myself, I think you meant to say. And I find it difficult to pay fees every semester. So here is a Nigerian who really would love an education, but is struggling. It would appear, at least from the commentary so far, that he should be advised to quit tertiary education and go learn a skill. There is what we say, and then there's the application of the things that we say. So if, for example, we met a typical Nigerian student who is struggling, a typical Nigerian student or a typical youth who wants to get a tertiary education, are we going to say to them, well, look, it's good, right? But if you can't afford it, it's fine. Go acquire a skill. And then we have to think about the developing world and how employable the Nigerian becomes in that world. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. If there is any recourse to education, would it be government? Would it be students working harder to pay tertiary education? Would it be quit tertiary ambition, go learn a skill? What, in your opinion, do you think it is or should be? And then, do you think if paying more helps you escape ASUU strike, that would be a yes? Yeah? Let's find out. You're on the sunny side. We're Nigeria Info. Welcome. Can you hear me? Make it back. The sunny side. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Sorry, I lost you. If you can, please make it back. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes. Please, these people saying that people should quit their ambition of furthering their education, they should please stop saying that. I want to ask them a question. If you, Joyce, was not properly educated, the kind of value that they are having from the sunny side, would they have had that kind of value? That everybody wants to listen to Joyce. Everybody wants to listen to Joyce. Joyce is properly educated. You cannot tell people to quit their ambition just be, and go and learn ski. If Joyce had quit and stopped her education at GSS3 or SS1, would you people be having the kind of value that we are having for this show today? Maybe we should stop saying that their dreams are valid and having skills is not out of place. They can also have skills, yes. They can have skills in addition to that, but it does not mean that they should dump that dream of furthering their education.
I want to find out if anybody wants to match that energy you just brought in. Thank you very much for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Anybody got... Well, that's the thing. You might have an opposing view, and sensibly so. The question is, if you call in... Well, we would like to find out. That's not a question. That's a statement, right? Yeah, please call in. Let's find out what your opposing view to that is. Because I also, just before she called in, I was saying, well, there's a gentleman who really wants tertiary education. Are we going to say to him, quit that ambition and go learn a skill? It's a hard thing to say, but maybe there's a way we can say it without offending him. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. I have a caller here. Let's find out where you're calling from. What's your name?
Hello. Good morning, Sandra.
My name's Joyce. Welcome. 99.3 Nigeria Info. The sunny side is exactly where you're at. Good afternoon.
I support that girl. May God bless that girl for me.
Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. You're on the sunny side.
Joyce, I'm going to marry that girl. This is Moses.
You're going to do
the
what?
Truth is that this is Moses.
What did you say you were going to do to her?
I'm going to match the girl. I think.
Oh,
girl,
okay. Okay, sure, sure, yeah. Sure.
No. Oh, sorry. I'm cold.
Lost you. I'm not sure what's happening. Please try again. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, Joy.
Hey, ladies. Good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling me.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Oh, well, I think I support the view of the girl that called earlier.
Okay.
In life, there is nothing like education. Nothing. That's the best gift anybody can ever have. Even the millionaire, even the millionaires that struggled to make it without education, why did they find themselves going to school in old age?
Which millennia are you referring to?
Oh, well, I don't want to call anybody's name.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But then, as I was saying, but there are some millionaires that we both know, that everybody know that they didn't make it. But then at the end of the day, they went to school even in their old age.
Did they go to school or did they buy a certificate?
Someone like OBJ did not buy. The National Open University that we're talking about, he owns it, and he was the first graduate there.
Oh, okay.
How old was he when he went to the school?
Yeah, he's not a billionaire now. You said billionaires.
Oh. He's a millionaire. Oh,
I think he's going to deny that, but of course, I would allow you have it.
So, I'm only saying that everybody could, yes, I'm not saying if you don't have the money to go to school, learn a skill, but then do not ever say that to hell with education, because later, why do we have people that maybe a girl or a guy have to now say, hey, I can't cope again with you, because after you must have trained you. Education brings a kind of exposure that no matter how much you make, you cannot get it. If you like, all right, homeschool yourself. There's an exposure that you get just with the surrounding alone.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Yeah. I do appreciate. Thank you. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Hello? Can you hear me? You're on the sunny side.
Joyce Oyemowo. Good afternoon
to you. What's your name?
My name is Emeka from Sunlight.
Thank you very much, Emeka, for calling. Please go ahead.
I'm not a lot today.
No, it's for Thursday. You'll be a lot Thursday.
Education has no... There's no comparison for education. When you talk about education, whether it's tertiary, we also have vocational and technical education. The question is like you, there's this aspect you've been emphasizing, that is employability. The society we live in now is one that emphasizes so much on tertiary education. Talk about first degree, OND and HND, before you can get employment. So it means that you, even if you want to acquire skills, you still need to have at least tertiary education as a background. Mm. That doesn't stop you from acquiring some skills. That's to improve your employability in the market. Another thing boils down to priority. The government of the day, what is their priority? Have they prioritized education, just like the health sector? You continue to raise fees here and there. What grants are you giving to students? What scholarship programs are you raising for students to enable them to be able, those who are determined to acquire tertiary education, to be able to get and acquire that education? Knowing fully well that the structure we operate and the society we operate emphasizes so much on tertiary education. Places like Japan, China, and Germany, they emphasize more on technical education, on skills acquisition. And that's why you see them coming up with a lot of inventions, technologically and otherwise. Mm. So why tertiary education is very much important, just like one lady called and was using you as a case study or as an example of someone who's well-educated, and that's why you can hold your ground properly. You have the confidence, you exude so much confidence, and you're able to pilot whatever program that you're handling there at Nigerian Info, say with Sheriff and Sandra and the rest of them. You cannot remove the place of tertiary education in the current society we live in and the world we live in. Okay. However, one would advise that government of the day must set their priorities right.
Okay.
We must get our priorities right, because if the government prioritizes education, they will know what to do so as to alleviate the sufferings of those who are determined to acquire tertiary education.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the sunny side. I have a message here. Joyce, Steph Crown from Mushing, that's your name, a student of Unilag. Regarding the caller whose child got admission to FUTA in 2021, he shouldn't bear any qualms against the school. No one is after him or his son. It's a general issue. Now think about it logically. There was a strike from February to November. That's almost an entire year lost. Those that should have graduated last year couldn't do so without exit. There can't be entry. Take, for example, me. I've been in 300 levels since 2021. So that's the thing. It's not just him. It's not just FUTA. It's a general issue in federal universities under ASU. The advice I'll give to him is to tell his son to try and join WhatsApp or Telegram platform for his university and other universities, and to continually check their website. Okay. Nobody will send him personal messages. Information are broadcasted generally on these platforms. I do appreciate you leaving that message for me. Thank you. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Hello, Joyce.
Yes.
That's what I wanted to say before Moses calling back.
Okay.
The truth is that there are so many people that are broadcasting. Hmm?
But Moses, Moses, please, pardon me. Can we hear other people, please? Thank you, please. I'm sorry. Just so we can allow other... Hold on. Okay, 1 minute.
Yeah. So, first of all, I've been listening to so many radio stations. They are still broadcasters, but I go back listening to my music. It's Nigeria Info that made me listen to radio station. It's not the university that made you, but your passion for what you do, your love for what you do is what made you. And there are so many people that don't see the four walls of university. Their passion for what they do has made them a billionaire. And apart from that, the Obasanjo is talking, he has already been a big man before even going to university. So not about university. The things you
Thank
go
you.
To university to learn, the people that did it, they didn't go to university. They created it. Now you are learning it in university.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, Lloyd.
Hello, good afternoon. It's good to have you here. You tell us your name and you can go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Tim from Apapa.
Your name is Tim?
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Concerning the topic at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Acquiring skills and education are tantamount to each other. What do I mean by this? Now, skills are of different facets. Now, do you know that writing is a skill, actually? Speaking in public is a skill. So when people talk about skills, they associate it with only the technical or the manual aspect. Public speaking is a skill. Writing is a skill. reading people is a skill. People management is a skill. So these are skills that can also be acquired and employable. That also can be acquired in tertiary institutions. So I think people saying that people should part of school to go and acquire skills in quotes are not understanding the entirety of the topic.
Okay, then let me ask you, do you therefore support the high cost eventually, if this becomes like a general thing, the high cost of tertiary education, if that is one way that students can at least be done in regulation time?
Come again, please.
Do you support, if eventually you say this, the universities decide to increase school fees, right? Do you support the increment if it's one way to guarantee that students get done with university within regulation time, which is like 4 years, 5 years, if the course is 5 years, and so on?
Well, I'm not actually in support of that because that will in itself deter some people from going to school, because not everyone has the financial capability to support themselves, or their family does not have the financial acumen. So I'm actually not in support of that. The government has a rule.
Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info, you on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Please remember the volume of your radio set. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay. Quickly, my name is Adebayo Francis.
Thank you.
Please, I think the young lady that called earlier misunderstood what I said earlier. The fact that I said you don't.
Oh,
have
you
to
called earlier. Oh, thank you very much.
Does not mean you are not getting an education. For if you go to a coding school, for example, you are not going to the university, but you are still getting an education. Like I said, I use some online platforms to acquire my skills. And what I did was to build projects, which I uploaded into GitHub. I applied for some projects, two companies in the UK and one in the US, and they are presently my clients. I work from my house. So all I did was to point them to my GitHub account. They checked out some of the projects that I've done, and they were satisfied with it. They never asked me for my university graduation certificate or whatever. All they are interested in is I have the relative skill to be able to do what they need me to do. So what they did was to send me some things to do, and they were satisfied with it, and they are my clients as we speak.
I would like for you to help simplify something. Now, you see, you are one Nigerian. Of course, there are many Nigerians like you who have acquired a certain skill and have projected themselves to the international market. But you see, as a nation, not all students can project themselves in the international market, because it's not just only us as a market seeking to be employed. So as a nation, what should be done for education? Increase costs to improve quality, or what?
Okay, thank you for that. I don't know if you've been hearing this conversation from different platforms. They will tell you that even the graduates that we have now are not even employable.
Oh no, that's old news. That's yesterday's news.
Yes, they are not even employable. If you hear some of them even speak, you ask yourself, did you truly pass through a higher institution? You know, we've seen, you know, interviews done for NYSE. They don't even know the meaning of BSc. So how did they graduate from that school in the first place? So if it means raising the bar in terms of the cost, so that the quality of the education definitely will not be for everybody. And the ones that are coming out will be very sure that, yes. Okay, look at in the early days of our Nigerian universities, we groomed the best doctors, the best lawyers.
Wait, you just said something. You said education would not be for everyone.
I meant formal education, like university education.
Would that be a function of being disenfranchised economically, or would that be a function of choice?
Where I'm going at is that, yes, it might be expensive. Then for the extremely gifted students, then there will now be like some form of sponsorship or whatever it is. I don't know the word to use for it now. Whereby, okay, yes, you know, this person is really talented. He has met a particular cutoff, but they cannot afford it. Then there will now be like a kind of sponsorship program whereby the person might need to pay maybe about 25% of the cost.
Problem is only going to cover a fraction of the population of the country.
Yes, you know, it will not be an issue.
Okay.
Let's say, for example, now you have about, on the average, about 500,000 students trying to get into the Nigerian university on a yearly basis. So because of maybe you've raised the bar, you now have about 100,000 that will be passing through that university. So the money that the government is trying to spread across that 500, you have it available to be able to take care of maybe an extra 50 or 100 that has shown exceptional IQ.
What happens to the 350? What happens to the 350?
There are other things you can do.
Do you understand the implication of this thing you're saying? Like, so you're saying that the 350 can go into other spheres, right?
Let me give it to you this way. The people that are graduating from these universities, what is the end game? They are all out there searching for a job. So we need to change that mindset of searching for job to creating a job. So if I go to maybe a water distilling company.
I get it. I mean, you have even simplified this well enough so that your thoughts are coming to me rather clearly. The question is, that's a function of state, of government. It's the function of the state to run an economy in a manner that the people who are of that economy or of that country find sectors that they fit into.
But we all know that's the basis of our problem, because what the government has done is to first and foremost create an environment where people will say, okay, unless you are a university graduate, we are not even going to consider you in the first place.
That's not a people problem now. That's a government problem. That's the institution's problem.
Yeah, but we have everything must be holistic, because I would rather go and learn a skill. When I say learn a skill, I'm not talking about for organizer on the road or carpenter or whatever.
And that wouldn't even be bad, right? Because Italian furniture is still expensive.
Exactly. Now, based on the talent, because, I have a lady friend. She's a lady. She will tell you that I'm a carpenter. I said, no, you are into furniture. I said, no, I'm a carpenter. That's what she calls herself. She's a graduate, but she loves woodwork. And, you know, she went there, she observed what they were doing. She did some apprenticeship, and she set up her own business.
All right, thank
you. So those are things that people should start thinking about. I'm not saying that education is bad, but if you cannot afford it, don't aggravate. Because at the end of the day, you will come out and still 5 years, 10 years down the line, you are still searching for jobs.
So I think
there's no job anywhere.
I think what you're saying is similar to what the other lady was saying. She's saying yes, but education is necessary, even though vocational skill is equally necessary. But it's necessary.
I told you something about myself. I said I am a graduate of banking and finance. I worked in the banking industry for 9 years. At the end of the day, I saw that I wasn't really getting fulfilled there.
Yeah.
So I took on what I enjoyed doing.
Okay.
I love playing with computers. In the days where internet came to Nigeria, where you have this dial-up modem that will make that noise.
I totally get it. Oh, believe me, get it.
Develop your interest and make money from it.
Beautiful.
That way you are not working one single day of your life.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I really do appreciate you bringing clarity to also support your argument to say, well, it's good, but maybe given what we have, vocational skill might just come to the rescue. Nigeria Info at the sunny side. My name's Joyce. If you can hear me, hello.
Hello. Okay. Joyce. Oh, thank you so much.
Welcome. You tell us your name and you go ahead. I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Omotola calling from Poland.
Poland?
Yeah. Great. I just want to quickly shipping my
sure.
No, this is a very interesting topic. Yeah, I've had a lot of, one thing I see is that in fact I'm really crying for Nigeria.
Okay.
The problem is, why do we think that education is only the ability to speak good English? Why?
Nobody has thought that.
That is a colonial mentality.
No, but you're the only person who has said that.
No, that's not people. Hello, I understand. Somebody was saying, you are there working in Nigeria Info because of your education, because people can. Is that the basis of education?
No.
English?
No. Hold on. Wait. So hold on. Please wait. No. She didn't make me a standard. She made a reference. I'm not the standard. It was a reference. So there can be me or other people who
Not only her.
What?
Not only her.
Yeah, it's an example of something. It's not the standard of all things. I get your input,
but I think
you have her misunderstood.
Yeah, I understand. You are doing a very wonderful job. I love that. And that's what I'm trying to call. Like, let me just try to ship in. But we need to move away from thinking that education is the ability to speak good English. No, because another thing is, people are not saying education is not good, but you are not saying it's not everybody that is made for this thing. Is that time we begin to disabuse the mind of people? Do you know, when I was in Nigeria, I have so many people that are going to university that I personally know that they are not all to be there. They're supposed to be doing something else, but they want to go to university because of the pride. There is pride in Nigeria. For instance, let me say a little about myself. I didn't have the opportunity to go to university. I was admitted into one, I couldn't pay, I dropped out. Another one, I dropped out. It's not because I don't love to, but because everything just works against me. You know, time and chances happens to them all. But I quickly focus on my skill. I focus on my skill. I develop the skill. I say, okay, if I don't have this opportunity to be tertiary graduate, all this stuff, let me focus on my skill. And I did. And it pays well for me. And my skills gives me every opportunity that I need. Even before I left Nigeria, I'm doing well with my skill. Any graduate cannot just bully me, because that is one thing in Nigeria. Are you a graduate? If you're not a graduate, they bully you, they look down on you. I know many people are suffering from that. They could not be confidently come out, but I defend myself. No graduate will bully me. I have graduated, I'm feeling, So it's high time we just shift our mentality. People are not saying it's not the best thing, but there are so many, many, in fact, 80% of Nigerian university graduates are not graduates. Are not graduates. Here in Poland, okay, look for instance. They were saying, is the education that this, okay, in this country, they are not speaking English. They are speaking Polish. Come and see, after secondary school, you will go to a technical school or university. Small percent of people are just going to university if you want to be a lawyer, doctor, those are, but if you want to be, let's say you have chosen a career.
Pardon me. I'm sorry. I have to be off on a break. If you can hold up, that would be good. We'll be right back.
Okay. I'm sorry.
A sunny side. My name's Joyce. If I still have you there, please go ahead. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Please go ahead and try to summarize. Great.
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you. Yeah. So what I'm just saying is that, so because we need to like balance the equation, because...
Okay, so can I underscore something? So I get it. So now, pardon me. Sorry to interrupt your thought, but I think it's also necessary to highlight this, and I'd like to get your reaction on it. So Poland is a first world nation, and then there's an advantage that first world nations have over... developing nations, you see that. So maybe, for example, if we apply that particular notion to the argument, you might see why you, being in Poland, as someone who is earning an income from skill, is better off than someone who might be in Nigeria earning skill. Would that be accurate?
Well, if you are earning through skills in Poland, I don't think being the first word is skills in the raising. But I think...
No, I'm talking about your particular positioning now. You are in Poland. What do you do in Poland?
Yes.
Well, what's your job?
Yeah,
what do you do?
With my skill.
I get it. What's your skill? What's your skill?
Fashion design.
Good. So you see how that you being in Poland is more advantageous to you because Poland is a first world nation. In comparison to the Nigerian who's a tailor who works in Nigeria.
When I was in Nigeria, because I'm doing well in Nigeria.
No, pardon me. I'm not asking you to defend it. I'm asking you to see that it might be different. Is that true?
Well, it might be different, yes, but...
No. Wait. Don't trivialize it. No, hold on a second, my friend. Don't trivialize it. Don't say it might be different. It's Poland. Poland and Nigeria are not one and the same. They're two different things. One has an economic advantage, or one is more economic. No, but I'm not minimizing your argument. I am saying that you would even choose to be a tailor in Poland than you would want to be a tailor in Nigeria. True or false?
That is what I'm doing in Nigeria. That is what I say.
Hold on a second.
I'm doing that in Nigeria.
Would you come back to Nigeria to be a tailor?
Yes, sir.
Would you come back to Nigeria to be a tailor?
If Nigeria is safe for me.
Nigeria is safe. I'm here. You're speaking to me.
If Nigeria is safe.
Nigeria is safe. Okay, so I'm not asking you to wriggle out of it. I'm asking you to see that given your location, you are at an advantage economically. You see that?
Joyce, okay, let me tell you this.
I don't know why you don't want to say yes. Hold on a second. I don't know why you think saying yes might just defeat you. It doesn't defeat you. It's obvious. Denying it, ignoring me, doesn't change anything. It's obvious fact. Don't wriggle out of it.
This is... The problem we have in Nigeria...
Okay, hold on a second. I'm sorry. I have to be off on a break. Pardon me. I'm off on a break. I am due for the headlines right now. I'm going to say thank you for calling because... Thank you very much. I do appreciate the sunny side. We're off on a break to bring you the headlines. And going away. My name's Joyce. that last conversation was just something. So let me even use myself as an example. If I was a broadcaster in Miami or if I was a broadcaster in New York, yeah, I mean, like, it would be good, right? Why? Because it's America. And economically, America has an economic advantage to Nigeria. That's a statement of fact. The last caller just... I'm not sure what you were shying away from. I'm not sure. But I think you saw something quite obvious and you thought wriggling out of it, deliberately, you know, bypassing it, at least attempt to bypass it, would do something different. I mean, something is obvious. I'm Joyce in Nigeria. If I was Joyce in Milan, If I was Joyce in Vancouver, it's not the same economic Joyce. There's this Nigerian version Joyce, then there is going to be Joyce. If I was Joyce in Cape Town, it's like, it's just what it is. Oh. Well, that wasn't even necessary. But thank you very much for calling. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Ben from Yaba. To quit tertiary education at a time like this, when Jackpa syndrome is high, might be detrimental because we may get to a time when the lack of professionals, when we lack professionals, but many skilled persons, and we will begin to ask other nations to help us with their professionals. Okay. If you can afford tertiary education, go for it. If you can't, just get a skill. Thank you for your message. I appreciate. Let's see, have I read this one? The problem of how employable is the problem. I think you mean that we should focus on entrepreneurship. Thank you very much for your message. I do appreciate. This is Demola. I am IT professional working for a farmer who owns a retail fashion company in Switzerland. He has lots of shops in and around Europe and the America. All I am trying to say is education is good, but if you are skilled in other aspects, please do. Finland, Germany, and Norway all have special skills school for carpentry, environmental supervisions, traders, and the rest. Education should only be for specializations. My boss rolls with the elite, even without formal education. Thank you very much, by the way, for your message. And education in the first... So let me say this, because I think I've seen this repeat itself more than once. The way the first world is fashioned, the way it's structured, where it's equal rights for all, education, therefore, is not a barometer for much of a success. Because if a person is able to acquire skill, government invests in the skill. So you can pretty much approach a bank. So over the weekend, I saw the movie... The Bookstore. It's a British movie about a lady who pretty much wanted to open a bookstore, and she went to open a bookstore and she went to the bank to get a loan. I remember speaking to someone who was that, and pretty much he was explaining to me that, well, if you need to do something, you just go to the government and the government funds it. So many of these first world examples kind of cut it, but maybe they don't cut through because of government's role in the development of society. So I'm going to check out another message here. Joyce, you're not picking up, so I decided to send a message. Well, it's not deliberate. I want to talk to the lady that called that said if anyone can match me to her. We're not saying nobody should be denied of pursuing their educational pursuits. But what we're saying is it's not everyone that would or should or shall be in or suitable for a university. A university, in quote, is not only where education can be gotten from. Please know this and know peace. Taris from Lekki. I think you think that it's necessary to... I'm not sure what you're trying to do, but I'm going to assume that you understand that there is... It's not in... intended to intimidate you, the reference that she made. And when I said, well, let's find someone who can counter the argument, I was speaking to the point of the matter, the fact of the matter. I'm not standard, I'm just Joyce, and you might be impressed by it or not. It doesn't change anything. And why you might feel so intimidated by that, that you think that you would like to have something not necessarily opposing to the view, it's not necessary. It's just a conversation. And she was just trying to say, well, for example, here is education, or this is what proof of education can be. And when I say match it, I'm like, just give a better argument. You can't minimize me and don't even try. Oof. I mean, I think I expect to deal with your egos every time I come to work, but God, you have to at least attempt for the point, because when you miss the point, it becomes obvious what we're doing with you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. We're radioactive on Nigeria Info. Hello, how are you doing? The volume of your radio set. Thank you very much for calling. So it's very interesting to see how this conversation has really
Good afternoon
to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, my name is Ade from Ikorodu.
Thank you.
In fact, your topic today is very interesting.
I guess.
And I like the contribution of most of the callers.
Yeah.
It is now obvious that Nigerians understand the problems of Nigeria.
Okay.
I'm telling, from what I'm hearing from the callers, that means we understand our problem. University education is not a compulsory education. It will be educated. You don't need university education. What the Nigerian government needs to do is to develop primary, secondary, and technical school. Remove all the subsidy for tertiary education. Spend the money on primary, secondary, and technical school. If you want to go for that, university education is additional knowledge. Why is it somebody is educated? It's not when you have university education. I've been able to pass through all the level of education in Nigeria. I went to polytechnic, I went to university, both at undergraduate level and to postgraduate level. And can see, it is what we need is skill. Everybody just want to have university. You want to have university education. At the end of the day, I know a number of friends that I have now. After the university, they have to go back again to learn the skill. And they are doing very well in the skill they learn.
Let me ask you something. I would give you like 10 seconds to think about it. Is it possible that the reason why you pretty much don't see the glory of your tertiary education is also because of where Nigeria as an economy has found herself? Because maybe if Nigeria was in a better place, you would feel a little bit more dignity regarding your tertiary education.
Not really.
Oh.
Not really.
Okay.
Not even personally. Generally, from my own experience.
That's okay.
From my experience, I just don't think everybody needs university education.
Yeah.
Irrespective of what is happening. If we want the country to develop, we must focus more on technical education, especially. University education.
So, have you thought about employability? When you say
this is not even the matter of employability now. I'm not an expert.
Yeah, but you have to think about it, because exactly that's the market Nigerians are going to go into, trying to either employ themselves, seek services, or provide services.
That's another discourse entirely.
Okay.
But I'm just looking at the way anybody wants to. Look at everywhere now. You see university graduates, they are doing on my CPA now. University graduates, botanic graduates, they are collecting money from Okada.
Okay.
They believe they have gone to universities,
yeah.
They have gone to polytechnics, they don't want to learn anything again. You know, when you are old too much enough, you will not want to go and learn work again. It's only those that are humble. After their university, something they will go back and learn.
Mm.
But the people that are, they will not want to go back. That's why they are. You see them. They are educated. They are doing that. They are collecting money from Okada, collecting money for do different kind of things.
Right.
But at the end, they have been trained, skills right from the beginning. The system. We need restructuring education, network education. We need to restructure our education. To look at it, to be educated, you don't need university education. Focus more on primary, secondary, and technical.
Hmm.
Yes, if you like, let's leave university education is 1 million per semester.
It does not matter to so many people. If you have gotten the right skills at the right time, you'll be doing well. So at the end of the day, you will now go to the university and spend any amount of money to get it, because by that time, your personal economy will have been okay. You'll have made money early enough. So if you want to go and study anything, you have money to study.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. So I must tell you something that's quite obvious here. It does quite appear that many of the arguments we're getting thus far is replacing ability to earn an income for the power of education. So I think I've noted that. There is a supposition that what education is you go learn a skill and you are able to earn an income. Predominantly, I've sensed that. So I think that would be something that we can maybe deal with on the Lords of Logic, because I believe that there are two different things. Ability to learn a skill and earn an income is not the same as an education. But yes, this last caller and an earlier caller suggested that the educational system be restructured where... The last caller put it out rather simply. He said, you inject vocational skills into the body of work of education so that the one who's getting a formally structured education is also getting a skill while going through, for example, institute of secondary school and emerging with, let's say, like ground knowledge of maybe how to fix a broken kettle, a broken iron, you know, do some electrical work. Just like which was why I referred to that Introtech thing, because I did Introtech. I thought it was fun, but then I thought, nah, this is not for me. I'm a brain person. Like, I like to, yeah, another class would be better, not this carpentry thing. So thank you very much. I think we have unraveled something else worth talking about on 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. We're radioactive.
Activate your radioactive on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, that was
good. Good afternoon. It's good to have you here.
You're doing a great job, as always.
Thank you. Go ahead. Tell us your name. What you want to say.
Good one. You know, the thing I think we need to really just define education properly. What is education? What are the types of education? Because when you say education, you're going to learn, it's all about learning. Maybe, so I think we need to understand when you say education is important. She's right also, it's very important, but what kind of education are you talking about? In all aspects of education, education is important generally. So but what I want to say now is that I think why do people go to school? Most people want to go to school to an abnormal, or they want to go to school for the pride of it, and be able to stand like, oh, I have my degree, I can stand anywhere. And I think that's what the problem with Nigeria is. Because you see the other nations out there, these things don't mean anything to them. If you don't have a degree, it doesn't make you better than any other person else. And so the people that don't have degrees, but they have skills, they don't make you money. Far better than those who, you know, even have the formal education. So I think that's where the problem is. People need to get the motive right. What's the reason why you want to go to be educated? Do you want to make money? It's about making money. I don't need to go to school to make money, world of money. So what am I going to
say? Thank you.
So yeah. It's a personal choice of what you want to achieve.
Thank you.
Your education.
I do appreciate you calling in. There's a similar message here, pretty much maybe to support this argument, or maybe I might have misunderstood it to some sensible extent. Joyce, good afternoon. I find it irritating when people who have money to sponsor their children to go to school come in to tell those who don't have money to go to school to quit their schooling ambition for skill acquisition. Joyce, for fairness, let the children of the rich go and learn these skills instead of going as far as schooling abroad. Learning skills is good for everyone, so let no one go to tertiary institution. Anonymous. All right. Hello, Joyce. I'm Solomon from Apapa. Albert Einstein said the purpose of university education is to teach people how to think, end quote. Now, the question we should ask is, do we want a society that can think, or a society that the people just have money? University education is necessary to build a thinking nation. Oh, wow, that sounds like a five-pointer right there. I actually might disagree with Einstein. I think you start to teach children how to think at an earlier stage. Yeah. The moment a person can separate one hand from the other, right from wrong, dark from light, they're already thinking. So you start a whole lot earlier teaching people how to think. So yeah, maybe Albert really had a more academic definition to that. The Sunny Side, welcome to Nigeria Info. Remember the volume of your radio set. My name's Joyce.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. This is Market Woman Joyce.
Okay, great.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. It's good to have you here.
Education is good. Me, I didn't have opportunity to go to school.
But you have a skill.
But I'm into business.
Okay.
So I will not like now my children not to go to school, even though if they want to do business. You know these things, when people in government have failed, some people will now begin to support them. If you want to go and learn a skill, go and learn. Know that they will destroy everything. You begin to support education is not for everybody.
Okay.
Not for everybody.
Pardon me. Let me just redirect your passion. The people who have called in who support education but say in the absence of affordability should go acquire a skill are not government agents. They're ordinary Nigerians like you and I. Who...
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Joyce.
Okay.
I'm just saying because if this country have not failed, this discussion will not be taking place. Let everywhere be fixed, whether it's secondary school, whether it's primary school, you decide what you want to do. Not that they have destroyed everything, then you now begin to make suggestions for some people. And you should go and learn. The education is not for this. So it's not you that... There are people that learn work in this country. They don't have anything to do. The thing is not even favoring them. Let me tell you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have a WhatsApp message here. My name is Chibueze. I'm not in support of the increase in school fees. I also don't think it's fair to suggest to people to learn skills. Government should budget more for education. Affordability and quality education used to be a thing. Now, government prefers to budget more for National Assembly. And I see people saying I should learn a skill rather than go to school. I think I can understand that import. Thank you very much for calling The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce, your Nigeria Info. Hello. Hi. Welcome
Hello,
to the
good
show.
Afternoon. Joy, my mentor.
I'm not your mentor. I'm just one man with the light. Welcome. It's good to have
you
here.
I like you. I like you, Joy.
I appreciate
you
that.
I was the one that said you are my mentor. Jonah is my name. Calling for a breakup.
Welcome, Jonah. It's good to have you here.
You know, the sincerely truth, Joyce. I was reading on net today concerning about China. Do you know Chinese people, they don't put their effort into education like skill?
Like me?
Like skill.
Oh, skill, sure, got that.
Yes. Some of their trainee engineers, construction engineers, they are the ones they are bringing into Nigeria to do work for us like this. And that's what makes them today they are richest country in the world. Because they did not give their power into all this, I want to be a certificate holder, this one. No, they give them skill. You understand? So what I'm trying to say is that all those big men children, so-called politicians and the others and the rest, they don't want to learn skill. They only want to go to school so that they can speak big English, big grammar for us and begin to teach our money.
No, that's not why they go to school. They go to school because in the order of hierarchy, the educated, those who think, rule the world. That's why they go to school.
And let me tell you the truth. If you have skills, you can go to school and you are making out of the skill that you are doing.
No, no. What's the last sentence? You're making a skill or you mean income out of what you're doing?
Yes, when you're doing the skill, you make your income.
Exactly.
Out of it.
Yeah.
Then you can be able to give yourself a good education.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see your point. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Quite a point. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
Thank you. This is Andrew from Sabaya.
Fantastic.
This question is probably more interesting. You understand? So, see, let me start this. There's an environment to see yourself, to get yourself. if you don't have university education, if you don't have, I mean, if you don't have this education, you look, just see yourself as fake. You'll be fake, I'm telling you. And there's environment you get your, you see yourself, you just, you
wait,
just
be, what do you mean fake? Isn't that, no, why would you say if you don't have a university education, you're fake? Wouldn't that be a social construct?
Fake. I'm telling you, that's the way I look at it. But let me come in another way. I called my children one day. I have four boys and a girl. The girl is doing great already. You understand now? So, and the second one is going in. So, I asked them one day, five of them. The other one is very small. He's just 5 years old. He doesn't know his left and right. I said, would you like to learn a skill? They say, yes. I asked them, what kind of skill? So many of them say, the four of them say different kind of skill. I said, you will learn it, but you still have your university degree. They say, yes, daddy, yes, that is good. The first one has gone already. So the second one is about to go. And the second one is learning a skill already. The third one will go and learn it. We'll be learning a skill. Why is he getting his secondary education? All of them have a skill. So don't tell me the university school is, a university degree is not important. Get all this, get equip yourself as a young man. I'm telling you, equip yourself as a young man, because if you want to have an other degree, you can go to and have your other degree. Don't tell me Nigerian university is deep, that they don't have that, and they don't do that. Or gas, equip yourself very well. Prepare yourself very well, for your future and for the future of this country.
Thank you very much. Okay. I do appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I have a message here. Skill is good. Schooling is better. And skill plus schooling is the best. You go places if you're educated. We should have technical education. We should have University of Technologies. Let's learn skills there. Those who want to go to normal education should go. We need practical schools. That one. I'm studying computer science in school. Most of the skills they teach online is done theoretically in class, which doesn't make sense. What if those skills is done practically in schools? We should have tools for each profession. Example, computer science. Students should have laptop. So should others have their own tools? Thank you. Thank you very much. I remember I met a university student years ago. I cannot remember the university right now. He told me he studied computer science at one Nigerian university. And he said to me throughout the period he was at school, he never used a computer in school. Like they didn't even have like a hall or say... equipment, tools, as this particular caller put it, like have like say a hall, a lab, a segment of school that was dedicated to computer science, where if you were a student of computer science, you could go into that particular hall or facility for practical information. And I thought it was funny. So I asked him, how did you interface with computers? He said after school, he would go to the cafes. I'm like, wait, how do you do your assignments? He's like, well, they go to the cafes and type it out. He says it was kind of difficult. He says it was until he came out of university and pretty much almost went through a kind of relearning that he pretty much understood computer science, but he passed. That's weird. But yeah, Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Activate. We are radioactive on 99.3. Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce.
Look, this is probably our first most absolutely intense conversation 2023. Well, I'm so glad we're having it, because at least maybe it compels people to thoroughly evaluate their efforts, their skills, and choose where they best fit in. But then it's one thing to have a desire of where you fit in, or a dream of where you think you fit in. It's something else to have tuition costs so high that you struggle to afford it, or in some cases, you can't quite afford it. Welcome to the show, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Okay, good. Loads of messages yet to be read. I want to begin with this one. The purpose of education is to acquire skills and not a piece of paper. It doesn't have to be via the walls of a university. As a country, we should evaluate what we want to achieve. There is no point going to university if you want to be a hands-on person. An OAP role, for instance, doesn't require a university degree. I also expect the private sector to take a vocational training. Oh, I also expect the private sector to take on vocational training. Universities should not be cheap. for quality to be maintained. But as long as you have the ability to withstand the rigors of university, you should not be denied education because you can't afford it. Hold on a second. You've said two different things. University should not be cheap for quality to be maintained. But as long as you have the ability to withstand the rigors of the university, you should not be denied education because you can't afford it. Graduates are unemployed because they don't have skills. Most of the jobs we need to move the economy today don't need university education. Plumbers, mechanics, fashion designer, coders, IT, so on. Industry has a good role to play in training workforce. Okay, so well, there's a part of the message that I think I would agree with, and then there would be another part. So if you say that we don't need, if you say that there are skills the economy or society requires that doesn't require university education, how many of you are satisfied with the quality of plumbing that you get? How many of you are satisfied with your mechanics? In fact, I know that mechanic one because I've, you know, I used to have a car, right? And I think the moment a Nigerian mechanic touches your car starts to die. It's a practical guarantee. So one would wonder, what would education have done differently? So I'm not telling you the answer. I'm asking you to think about the possibility of that answer. I eventually found a mechanic who studied in the UK, worked on ships in the UK, came back to Nigeria and became a mechanic. His approach to cars, for me, showed the difference between an educated person and a not so educated person. And so maybe it's not even education that the Nigerian mechanics need. Maybe what they need is better training. But if you begin to look at your own economy on a more broader scale, you can see why our Nigerian mechanics are the way that they are. And that's one point. Another point is between every five Nigerians, three are fashion designers. I don't know that I don't know more fashion designers than I know pastors. And once upon a time, it was said that there's a church on every street. Yeah. Anybody you meet now is a tailor. Even me, I have a sewing machine at home. If I wasn't a broadcaster, okay, no, I wouldn't be a tailor for sure. But at this point, who says? No, but I couldn't be. No. If I wasn't a broadcaster, I'd probably be a lawyer. But you see, the point is, we have tailors. You're spoiled for choice when it comes to tailors. Well, maybe the new field of coding and IT is the growing market, but every other thing you mentioned is available. The problem is the quality that we're getting. And so maybe what informs quality is either education or something else. And until we're able to give it language, we can't fix the problem. But thank you very much for your message. I do appreciate. I have a message here. Your name is Mayo from Bagada. You say, Nigeria is complicated. That's why we're having all these issues. When you go to the university, you should be a professional and be employable. When you have a technical handwork, you should also be a professional. Be the country, I think you mean, but the country is frustrating every effort. Education is nothing to Nigerian youths now. And that's a tragedy if that is in any sense true. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good afternoon. This is Joy.
Welcome, Joyce. Good to have you on Nigeria Info. Go ahead.
Thank you. I like the angle, Joy, the market woman. Market woman was actually green.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know why Nigerians, once you have issues, once the government gives the issue, you want to run. If there's a wall, you want to break it and also look for an alternative. That is not how a society is built. See, our leaders, Joy, these people were given free education. They were able to go to tertiary institution with little or nothing. Why is it at this point in time people are trying to deprive Nigerians from actually getting a good education? What you need to do is, what does the country actually need, you know, to be built? Is it in the technical aspect? Is it in the IT aspect, tech aspect? Is it in medicine? Is it in agriculture? And you gear towards that aspect. That doesn't mean the other parts should also lack. Education, technical, should be something you have to make a choice. Like me now, I'm not good with technical. You understand? So does it mean that if my parent doesn't have money, I should just sit back and not go to school?
and then wait for some people come and tell you, those ones that you give them scholarship. How many persons can scholarship be given to if it's not on a fair on a fair ground? So, Joyce, I really strongly disagree with people that say tertiary should be made expensive, whereby you have not even made the other ones cheaper, give people room to be able to, you know, make a choice of what they want. Look when GS3, do you know there's an exam you write to make you fit into where you're supposed to be, either you're going to be in a commercial or science or whatever. So everybody is not, you know, very good in the work of hands. So they should allow us to go for medicine, for whatever other aspect we want to go to at a cheaper, you know, this thing. We shouldn't want to copy everything hook and sticker like it is in abroad. They say, oh, abroad is cheap. I mean, it's expensive. But we forgot that these people, they have other things that is working for them. What is actually working for us here? Nigerians are looking for alternatives. That's why they're saying, you didn't go for try to get skills so you'll be able to have money. That is the bottom line, Joyce. You get skill so that you will not be able to depend on somebody, depend on this, depend on that. No, it should be a passion. You are going to school, you want to learn technical because you love this. It's not because the environment has pushed you and they are saying, you know, they are changing the narrative for us now, saying, oh, why don't you go and learn technical, you know, so that you need to be able to fend for yourself. So you don't depend on any other person. To me, I don't buy into that.
Thank you.
They shouldn't make education expensive. Give it on a level playing ground. Be what you want to be. Let the government give you opportunity. Because they were giving Obasanjo, Wole Soyinka, all of them were giving opportunity. So why should it be my own son? And they're saying, well, it's not my own son because I'm past that. Why should it be my own children's son? Are you making it, why don't you do like this, do like that?
Thank you.
Just we're always looking for alternative.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. I have a message here. Please, can you define education? A university graduate, that means they are... your message, though. There are other graduates, like a polytechnic graduate, like a technical school graduate, like a plumbing graduate. What is education? Please define. Okay, so I'm going to simplify it and give you context so that you can inject into it possible interpretation. So on one hand, there's education that can be defined as learning, you know, teaching, schooling, tutoring, scholarship. And basically, the dictionary definition would be the process of receiving or giving systematic instruction, especially at a school or university. Now, the active word for me there would be instruction. So you go to school to get instruction. And I think that's what your contemporary education system does. It gives you instruction. Your contemporary education tells you how to fit into society, right? And then there is another kind of comprehension for me, which would define education, and that would be scholarship, and that would be enlightenment, that would be refinement, and that would be how to think. I think that there is an immaterial aspect of education which the schools don't give, but maybe that's what the schools used to give until the schools change schooling format. So it depends on what you or how you would love to define education. But certainly, education should come with enlightenment. Education should come with refinement. Education should come with the freedom of mind to think. And that's not in the definition. Well, maybe some aspect of that is in the definition. So that's how I would like to simplify it. And you can inject interpretation into that. But what we have today is instruction, education that instructs. Thank you very much for your message. I do appreciate. And by the way, your message, the kinds of education or graduates you referred to in your message would be those who have received instruction. And that's equally education, at least by definition. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. The phone lines, the messages. Let me see. Joyce, you love Italy. Hold on. Why? This is Mui from New York. The guy in Poland has advantage living in a developed country. Being there... developed country than being a tailor in Nigeria. Okay, good. You love Italy. You always reference Italy. Yes, I'm in love. That's the word with Italy. Okay, here you say you go to university, poly, or vocational institution. That's education, period. That is education, but allow me inject that it's a form of education. Thank you for your message. Telephone lines, I think that's what I'm going to keep doing, like phone lines, message. Nigeria Info, welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. What's your
name? Joyce, good afternoon.
Afternoon, it's good to have you here. Thank you.
My name is Dennis. I'm so happy you picked my call. I've been trying for over an hour.
Look, I sincerely do apologize. Like, the phone lines are not stopping.
I get it. So first of all, I'm saying this. Nigerians should learn how to tackle problems. You know, we shouldn't focus on tackling the symptom rather than the cause. Okay? Education, whether technical or vocational or tertiary, should be made available for everybody. It should be a choice. Okay, you shouldn't screen people away because of using fees or cost. Rather, you should increase the standard. The entry level should be increased to ensure that only those that are competent, that really need it, have the access to it. Countries, developed countries that make education cheap for their citizens, you think they're fools or they're stupid? They know what they're doing. The only investment for me, one of the greatest investments the government can give to its people, is education. That is the only way you can progress. That is the only route to success. You can't say, oh, because education is expensive, people should now change their alternative to go into technical vocation. No, it should be an option for me as an individual. Thanks. I'm not downplaying the role of technical education. They are very fantastic. Okay? Same as tertiary education. And there's this notion that goes around where people say,
I'm sorry. I sincerely apologize. You're going to have to call me back. I have to be off on a break.
Okay.
You're kind. Lagos, Nigeria, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. It's 7 minutes before touchdown, 3 p.m. Today has been absolutely rewarding and deeply revealing, I must admit. You're on the sunny side, and really we've been talking about education, the high cost of education, and I want to believe you've equally enjoyed it as much as I have, because this has pretty much showed aspects of, maybe on one part, our comprehension of education to where the country is at, and why maybe there is a fundamental responsibility by authorities to do something about education. But also, on the other hand, it seems as though there's much about education that lies the choice to choose what kind of education lies in the hands of those who make up society. So it's as though you have to be allowed freedom of choice, or maybe what we are left with and has been what has determined or informed part of the conversation today is that people have been pushed to a corner, and so they're only projecting the world from that corner where they view the world from. There's a message here from a gentleman. He says, Joyce, you can't argue with Einstein's statement because the special theory of relativity and the space-time knowledge cannot be thought out by secondary school graduates. Okay, so there is a misrepresentation both of my earlier statement and I guess of its comprehension thereof. Einstein, the quote, according to the person who sent it, read, the purpose of tertiary education is to teach a man how to think. And here you're saying I cannot argue with the statement because of the theory of relativity and the special time knowledge cannot be thought out in secondary schools. That's not what thinking is. This is specialized knowledge, right? So my argument is not physics. I'm not saying that you should teach children the chemistry of physics or the theories as has been documented by Einstein. The active word in that statement was the ability to think. And I think it's too late to start teaching an adult how to think in tertiary education. The moment a person is able to tell left from right, light from the dark, they are thinking already. So the school of thought begins as early as is possible. So indeed, once again, I said what I said. Thank you for your message, by the way. A lot of Nigerians misunderstood tertiary education as being synonymous with material wealth. Whichever form of education you receive in Nigeria, there is no assurance you're going to end up being comfortable materially. A lot of skilled people are suffering as much as those who have acquired tertiary education. That is purely economic conditions of a country. Rafi, thank you. Thank you very much for your message. I do appreciate. And just before I go to the telephone lines, I'd love to do one more good service of reading a message. The reason people downplay university education is because of our energy sector, medical sector, security, and so on are all down. There are limited private investment jobs for engineers, physical scientists, medical scientists, and so on. The graduates available wouldn't even be enough for these sectors if these sectors were working. And who says university graduates don't have skills or can't make money? Thank you very much for your message. I do appreciate the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Yeah, final caller.
Yeah. Good afternoon, I'm Isaac.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling, Isaac.
Okay. I don't know, the reason is like, there's not like subsidizing education or making it cheap. Education is expensive and always be expensive. It's either you're paying for it or the government is paying for it. And when nobody's paying for it, when everything's actually made cheap, we suffer for it in different ways. For me, as one, I think the basic education should be free and should be compulsory. And there, you have to build people, make them independent.
Pardon
and
me. There they should, if we make education cheap, how do people suffer? That's something.
No, you don't make people. If you make education cheap, how people suffer is they don't get the best they should get. They don't get the top quality. They go outside to fight for that themselves. Let me tell you, when you make education cheap, like what Nigerian, what our government have been doing with federal universities, you underfund them, you under-equip them, and just put people there just to struggle, survive out the fittest. Everybody suffers at last. But we don't see the immediate impact. Okay. That's how we have, we don't have enough doctors, we don't have enough nurses, we don't have, in top courses, you see people dropping out before finishing because they can't cope, because it's too rigid for them. It was not a conducive place to start with.
Okay.
You see 1,000 students receiving lecture in a very small place, no reading materials. That's you making it cheap without nobody's paying for them. Government is not funding it cheap without nobody's schools, and you are not paying the amount you should pay. So the basic one should be free and well equipped. Government should cover the expenses. And with that, anybody through with the basic one, you should be independent. You should be able to think. You should be able to reason. You should be able to know how the economy works. You should be able to decide anything on your own.
Yeah.
Either to go to school and become a scholar and establish this way, or you learn a trade, or you learn something else and be educated in that line. We can't cheap. There's nothing like cheap education anywhere.
Right.
Please, the government either pay for it or people are paying for it.
Affordable education better. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Look, my friends,
you should always.
It's been a pleasure being your host, of course, as I love to be every Monday through Thursdays, for which I'm grateful for. The sun sets here. My work's done. My name is Joyce Onyemowa. On Instagram, Joyce Onyemowa on Instagram. And on Twitter, Joyce Onyemowa on Twitter. My work's done. See you tomorrow on 99.3 Nigeria Info. God bless you. Bye-bye.